is trying to figure out why the Mishnah uses the lashon that it uses. Why does it use a lashon of shalosh? Why does it use a lashon of durachim? So the Mishnah initially says that derech can mean a lashon of keva or lashon zachar. It depends on the context. Since our Mishnah is talking about an isha, that's why it uses a lashon of durachim. So the Gemara continues, my taimatani shalosh mishum durachim. The reason why it says shalosh and not shlosha is because we use a lashon of durachim. Nisni dvarim v'nisni shlosha. Let the Mishnah say ha'isha nikneis b'shalosh dvarim b'shlosha dvarim. If you use a lashon of dvarim, so then we can say shlosha. We don't have to say shalosh. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, mishum dekabay l'misni bia ubia yikri derech tachsiv v'derech geva ba'alma ken derech isha mina efes. Bia is associated with the word derech, so since we're going to mention bia as one of the shalosh drachim that an isha is nikneis ba. So therefore, we want to say derech. We want to use a lashon of durachim. So let's use a lashon of durachim, and we're talking about a woman. So derech by a woman would be a lashon of kevas. That's why we take the word shalosh as opposed to shlosha. Hatenach bia kesef ishtar ma'ikel meimer mishum bia. Because of bia, we use a lashon of durachim. So frak the gemara b'tani tarti aduchoda. This is the kasha that Tosfos and Beis Haman Aleph made reference to in a different context. The Tani Tarti Yatochada, we never use a certain lashon for only one element out of a group of three. Why should we favor that one element over the other two? So says the Gemara, no, it's not favoring the element. Hanach nami tzarech bia ninu. The whole purpose of the Kiddushin is to have an ishus. Bia is part of that ishus. It's a main part of the ishus. So therefore, since they're all a tzarech bia, that's why bia carries the day over here. Since the lashon of derech applies to bias, that's why we use the lashon of drachim. And then the Mishnah begins with shalosh drachim, not with shloshim. The Ibai say, Mahamani Rib Shimon, Hidatanya, Rib Shimon Omer, Mipnei Ma'amah, Torah, Kikach, Hishisha, Lokasav, Kislokach, Hishal, Ish, Mipnei Shadaka, Shalish, Lachazar, Al Ish, Vendaka, Shalish, Lachazar, Al Ish. Darko, Shalish, Lachazar, Al Ish. Derech is not used simply because bia relates to derech, but rather it's darko shel ish to be mechazer achar ha'isha. Why? Mashal la'adam she'avdu la'aveda michozer al mi, ba'laveda mechazer al avedosa. Someone who loses his aveda, so he goes to look for his aveda. So Chava was made from Adam's seila, right? From his rib. So it's as if man is always looking for his aveda, for his lost rib. So it's darko bekach, normal. It relates to the normal way of events in the world. So that's why we use a lashon of derachim, not just because derech is associated with bia, but that's all of kedushin is related to the fact that it's the normal way of the world for a man to look for a woman to try to find his lost chelik. Okay. Questions. Frak the gemar continues the gemar. V'hadit nan b'zayin derachim bokin es hazav lisni dvarim. There too. Why does it say dvarim? Why does it say drachim? Let it say dvarim. Hasam akamashal and d'darka d'michla yisera lasuya l'day ziva. V'darka d'mishtya yisera lasuya l'day ziva. As we said, when it comes to a woman, when she sees dam, whether she's a nida or a zava, it's unrelated to what happened. It's unrelated to what she did. But when it comes to zav, what a person eats or what he drinks can determine whether he's going to have the ziva, right? There can be an external force that brings on the ziva. So it's important to know, if it's only ba'onis, so then he's not going to be mitami mishum zav. If it's not ba'onis, so then he is mitami mishum zav. So why does it say derochim over there? Let it say devorim. So it says the Gemara, because again, since ba'onis, he's not going to have a din of a zav, and it's darko bekach, that if he eats a lot, then that's going to produce ziva. Or if he drinks a lot, that'll produce ziva. So that's why we use a lashon of derochim by zav as well. Another Mishnah. Why do we say Durachim over there? Let's say Dvarim. We want to say in the Sefer that Esrog is Shavu L'Yerek B'Derech Echad. So that's why in the Reisha we say Gimel Durachim. Aye, Sefer Nami Nisni Dover. How's that an answer? Just say L'Yerek B'Dover Echad. Why does it say B'Derech Echad in the Sefer? Says the Gemara, no, again, in this case, there's a darko bekach, there's some kind of a derech, a normal way. The halach is based on the normal way. Hasam akamashmal and the darko de esrog kayerek. Mayerek darko li godla kol mayim uvishas lakitoso isuro. Nafesrog darko li godla kol mayim uvishas lakitoso isuro. that it's normal for a yerek, for a vegetable, to be godel al kol mayim. What does kol mayim mean? Not just rainwater, but kol mayim, meaning you have to irrigate it manually. You have to have some other irrigation besides the rainwater. Vegetables need a lot of water to grow. So esrog is also darkly godel al kol mayim and needs a lot of water. So it's similar to yerek. So if it's similar to yerek, then regarding Maisa, we're going to compare it to Yerek. Just like by Yerek, Mishas Lakitoso Isuro, we follow the Maisa Basa Lakita, the time that the Yerek is picked. So too by an Esrog, we'll follow the Shas Lakita to determine the year of Maisa. What does it mean to determine the year of Maisa? Rashi on Bezim and Bez explains that we know that there's a cycle of Maisros. Right? There's a 7-year cycle. On Shemitah, there is no Chi of Maisa, it's Hefker. Hefker is Potamina Maisros. So in Shemitah there's no Maisa, but the other 6 years there is Maisa. Which kind of Maisa do we give? So we give Maisa Rishon every single year to the Levi. But the question is, the third and the sixth year, something changes. For the first, second, fourth, and fifth, we give Maisa Sheni. We take off Maisa Sheni, which is eaten in Yerushalayim by the Baal HaBayis himself. There's certain Dina Kedusha that apply to Maisa Sheni, but he eats it himself. But the third and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, what does he replace the Maisa Sheni with? Maisa Ani, right? He gives Maaser Ani instead of Maaser Sheni. That has to be distributed to the Aniim. So there's a difference between the years of the Shemitah cycle. So how do we determine what's the first year, what's the third year, what's the fourth year, how do we do that? So Rashi explains that when it comes to Ilo, when it comes to a tree, we follow Chanota, we follow the blossoming of the fruit. When it comes to Yerek, we follow Lakita, the picking of the vegetable. So even if the Yerek blossom during the second year, if it's picked in the third year, we give Maiser Oni from that Yerek. Midrabona. There's no Maiser Yerek Daraisa anyway, but Chazal were Misakin Maisers even by Yerokas. So we'll give Maiser Oni from the third year. That's if the Lakita was in the third year. Or conversely, let's say the Chanata was in the third year and then it was Nilkat in the fourth year, then we'll give Maiser Sheni from the Yerek. Okay? But when it comes to an Elam, we follow Chanata. So if the Chanata is in the third year, then it's a third year fruit, and it gets Maaser Ani. If it's the Chanata is in the fourth year, then it's a fourth year fruit, and it gets Maaser Sheni. So comes the Mishnah and says that Esrog is Shavu L'Yerek B'Derech Echad, that we follow Lakita when it comes to Maaser. You're supposed to be you can only be Maaser from the produce on its year. Right? You're supposed to be Maaser. You gather the fruits of that year, the vegetables of that year, and you ma'aser on that year. What's more, depending on the year of the Shemitah cycle that it grows in, that will determine what kind of ma'aser you're going to give. So Esrog follows Yerek vis-a-vis ma'aser. Why? Because it's similar to Yerek. Just like Yerek is godel al-kol mayim, it needs more than just rainwater. Esrog also needs more than just rainwater. So that's why Chazal, we're mesaken, that the dine ma'aser for Esrog follows the dine ma'aser for Yerek. Okay? Okay, maybe we'll just finish up the two dots. V'hadadnan koi yesh bo drachem shavu l'chayi v'yesh bo drachem shavu l'behema v'yesh bo drachem shavu l'chayi u l'behema v'yesh bo drachem she'enu shavu lo l'chayi v'lo l'behema. A koi is some kind of an animal that we don't really know what it is. We don't know whether it's a chayi or a behema. So it has certain halachas that it's similar to a behema, certain to a chayi, and other halachas it's different. Right? So Rashi explains that shavu l'chayi needs kisui hadam. When do we do kisui hadam? For what things? For a chai and for ofos, right? For birds, but not for behema. For behema, there is no kisui hadam after the shechita. You have to cover over the dam with the ofa. So the koi is shovel lechaya, leinyan the din of kisui hadam. You have to be machmir, but shovel lebehema leinyan the fact that it's chaylev is awesome. Right? We know there's some kosher fats, some non-kosher fats. So chaylev is the non-kosher fats. The din of chaylev applies to behema, not the chaya. So koi is similar to behema lechumra regarding that. It's shava l'chayu ula behema that it's ton shchita, and it's eno shava to either. You're not allowed to be marbia it neither with a behema nor with a chayu. Can't be marbia with either because we don't know what it is. We don't know if it's a behema or a chayu. So why does it say drachim over here? Nisni dvarim. V'su hadidnan zuachas min adrachim shava gitanoshim l'shechurei avadim. This is one of the things. There are three things that Gerisha and Shtar Shechur are compared to. Nisni Dvarim, let's say Dvarim over there as well. For that, we can't say Darkei to so-and-so. It's somehow a Derech. So concludes the Gemara, the real answer is, whenever there's some kind of a distinction in the halacha, we always say derachim. There's no distinction, then we use the word dvar. Deganami, the Tani Seifa, Rebbe Lezer Omer, Esrik Shava Le'ilan L'chol Dover, Shmamina. Rebbe Lezer disagrees, right? He says that Esrik Shava Le'ilan L'chol Dover. Not that it's like Ilan Fagimel Drachim and Yerek Ederechachad. He says it's L'chol Dover. Oh, that's the Raya, that whenever there's no Plukta, whenever there's, not that there's a Machlokas, there's no Chiluk, there's no distinction, so then we use a Lashon of Dover. So in all of these cases, since there is a distinction, that's why we use a Lashon of Derech. And that's the final... the final word of the Gemara. Okay, questions? Ben. Distinctions means there's a chiluk, that the esrog is shavah le'ilan in three ways, and shavah le'yerek in other ways. Right? There are certain cases where some halacha applies, and in other cases it doesn't apply. So whenever there's a distinction, the koy is shavah le'behema in one way, and it's shavah le'chai in a different way. So there are distinctions about the status of the item. In such a case, we're going to say, we're going to use the Lashon of Derech. B'shiva drachim bod kim es hazav, or bod kim in these seven ways, not in a different way. There are chilukim. Whenever there are chilukim, we use the Lashon of Derechim, we don't use the Lashon of Derechim.
That's including
yeah, for sure, because ha'isha nikneis b'sholosh drachim, but not b'chalipin. We're going to get to that. Right? Not b'chalipin, not b'chupa, there's one shita that holds b'chupa, but no. Right? We don't pask in that way, so that's exactly the chiluk. That she's nikneis b'sholosh drachim, but not with the other drachim. Not with the other methods. So that's why we use a Lashon of Derachim. Okay. What does it mean that an esrog is shavah le'ilan b'gimel derachim? It's not really related to kiddushin, but it's in the sugya, and it's important. This is a very important topic. So I figure let's take a moment out and discuss this issue. What does it mean that the Mishnah says that esrog is shavah le'ilan b'gimel derachim? Which three ways? Rashi explains it shavah begimel drachim arla urevai nohig bo ki'ilan. The din of arla, the fact that the first 3 years of the fruit tree one is not allowed to derive any benefit from the fruit, that's one of the exceptions to the rule. Normally machalas asuras are asa b'achila b'tem muta b'hana. What are some of the exceptions? Arla, kile hakerem, not kile zroim, kile hakerem means that if you plant kile zroim together with the karen, that's chita u'sa'ora v'chartzen v'mapolas yad. You have chita u'sa'ora, kile zroim, plus the karen. Right, so that's asa b'hana. If you just have kile zroim, right, that's not asa b'hana. One is allowed to eat a tangerine, right? Even though the tangerine is kilayim. But it's mutar b'hana. It's asa to plant the two minim together, but you're allowed to eat it because it's not asa b'hana. It's not even asa b'achila, right? You're allowed to eat that. But kilei akerem is asa even b'hana. Certainly, it's asa b'achila. Chametz b'pesach is asa b'hana. That's another example of machlos asuros. That's not only asa b'achila but asa b'hana. Orla is a popular example, right? That it's asa both b'achila and b'hana. That's for the first 3 years of the fruit. Urevai, what is revai? Revai is the fourth year. We bring it up to Yerushalayim. We bring the fruits up to Yerushalayim. It's similar to ma'aser sheni. Many halachas that are similar, because we learn Gzeirah Shavah, Kodesh, Kodesh, Ma'aser Sheni to Revai. It's not the same as Ma'aser Sheni, it's a different halacha, but it shares many, many of the similarities, many similar halachas. It says, Rashi, Arla Urevai Noig Bo Ki'ilan, the din of Arla and the din of Revai apply to Esther just like by an Ilan. Ulinin Shviyas, Holchem Beperos of Achar Achanotah, regarding Shviyas, to determine, is this Esrog from Shemitah, not from Shemitah. Esrog is Shemitah, that's a whole shaila. Can you sell it? Can you not? Is there an Isser of Schora? Are you allowed to do business with it? It's complicated, very complicated. How to take care of it, how to dispose of it. So is this Esrog an Esrog of Shemitah or not? So for that, we follow blossoming. Right? We follow the tree. Shavah le'ilan b'gimel drachim. So regarding Shviyas, we follow Chanota. So if the blossoming took place on Shviyas, so then the Esrog has a din of Shemitah. If the blossoming took place after Shviyas, before Shviyas, even if the Lakita took place on Shviyas, it doesn't have a din of Shemitah. Okay, these are the three halachas that the Esrog is Shavah Le'ilah. Orla, Revai, and Chanota in determining whether it's Perish Shviyas or not. So comes Tosfos and asks Akasha. Pirish bekunches la'arla ulerevayu l'shvias. The le'inyan shvias holchem b'perosav achachanata ke'ilan v'lo basu l'kita ki'erik. Vim tomer fraktais is hashda mashma the revay noig be'esvik. Sounds like revay is noig be'esvik. That's shove le'ilan begimel drachem. It's shove to an ilan vis-a-vis revay. The din of revay applies to an esvik. In Cain, Kosha Mehochel, Amandam, Tani Kerem, Revai, Beresh, Ketzim, Mevarchim. It's Machlokas, Amoroyim, and the Gemarian Baruches, whether Tani Kerem, Revai, or Tani, Nata Revai. Are we supposed to learn in the Mishnais and Meisr, Shani is the Girsan in the Mishnah, Kerem, Revai? Should we say the Din of Revai applies only to Kerem, to a vineyard, to grapes? Or does it apply even to Neta? Does it apply even to Elon? So says Tosis, isn't this a Raya to the Manda Amar Neta Revai? The mashma da'ein revai noig b'shar ilanos, according to mandama karen revai, revai shouldn't be noig by an ilan. Esrig is an ilan. Esrig is an ilan. And the Tana of the Mishnah says that it's shava le'ilan b'gimel drachim. And if revai is one of these drachim, so then you're saying that revai applies to esrig and to ilan. It applies to trees. It doesn't only apply to karen. There's a Tana that argues with the Amora who says karen revai. The machogas karen revai netta revai is not a machogas Tana. It's machogas Amora. It's in the Gemara in Brachas. So how can the Amora who holds Karen Revai go against this Tana of Esrog? That's a Mishnah. Here Shlomo says, Tois is the Achika Amar, Karen Revai Kalecha de Matzi Lemisni. The Amora who says Karen Revai only says that where you can. Obviously, it's a Tana is clearly assuming Netta Revai, and the Manda Amar Karen Revai is not going to argue. He's saying where the Tana is not clearly assuming that Revai applies to an Elan. So there, he says, Dafka Karen. What does that mean? Let's read on for a moment. If you can't say Karim Revai, he's not going to argue. He's not going to say that the Tana of the Mishnah of Esrog holds Karim Revai. Of course not. That Tana holds Netta Revai. He holds that Revai applies even to Ilanos. Machlokas Amoraim is not whether any Tana holds Netta Revai. Maybe aside from this Mishnah, where clearly the Tana holds Netta Revai, maybe the Taka is a Machlokas Tanaim somewhere. And maybe there is a Tana that holds Netta Revai. The Manda Amar Karim Revai was not arguing with that. Right? Maybe the Taka is a Tana who claims that there is Revai even by Elon. Later, command Hilchasa. The whole machlokas is to be so same the Mishnayos at the end of Maaseh Sheni. Mishnayos in the fifth parak of Maaseh Sheni talk about Revai. Right? Revai is compared to Maaseh Sheni. So the Mishnayos about Revai are found in the Maseches Maaseh Sheni. So those Mishnayos either say Netta Revai or they say Ker Revai. That's the machlokas. Machlokas is what the Girsa should be in those Mishnayos. Why is it so important? Why is it so important to know what the Girsa should be in the Mishnayos and Maaseh Sheni? The answer is because since that's the main place where the Dine Revaya is discussed, that's how we're going to paskin. So if you have a Girs of Karen Revaya over there, then even if there might be Tanaim who argue and say Revaya applies to an Elon too, but we're going to paskin that Revaya only applies to Karen because that's the Stimas Mishnayas at the end of Maaseh Sheni. Those are the Mishnayas that we're going to paskin like. So the Manda Omer Karen Revaya says that's the Girs and the Mishnayas at the end of Maaseh Sheni, and that's how we're going to paskin like. Later Kaman Hilchasam. The other Mandamer says, no, the Girs at the end of Maaseh Sheni is supposed to be Netta Revai, not Karim Revai. So we're going to paskin that Revai actually applies even to Elam. But the Mandamer Karim Revai doesn't deny that there might be Tanoim who hold Netta Revai, and in fact the Tana of Esrog must hold Netta Revai, because he says Revai applies to an Esrog and to an Elam. What comes out of this Teretz? What emerges from this Teretz is that the Mandamer Karim Revai would hold that Revai doesn't apply to Ilan Bechlal. The Mishnah about Esrog, no, he holds that Mishnah argues with the other Mishnahs at the end of Maaseh Sheni, but we don't paskin like this Mishnah. That's what the Manda Amar Karim Revai would say. This Mishnah argues, but we don't paskin like this. We paskin like the Mishnahs that say Karim Revai, and according to the Tana of those Mishnahs, there's no din of Revai by Ilan Bechlal. Okay, this is the first Teretz of Tosfos. Questions? The Yesh Mefarshim says Tosis, maybe there's a different answer. Tafiloman detoni Karim Revai Moda Bashar Ilanos the Midrabana Noe. Bahocha Midrabana Kama. There's no kasha from Esrog on the Manda Amar Karam Ravai, because even the Manda Amar Karam Ravai assumes that midrabanan there's a din of Ravai by Neta. There isn't a din of Ravai by Ilam. It's not a din d'araisa, it's a din d'rabanan. So this Mishnah is not a problem. This Mishnah is talking on a d'rabanan level. Of course Ravai can apply to Neta. It applies to Esrog and it applies to Ilam, but that's a din d'rabanan. Machlokas Neta Ravai Karam Ravai, that's a machlokas whether minat Torah there's a din of Ravai by Ilam. And regarding that, the Manda Amar Karam Ravai holds that there is no din of Ravai Minat Torah by Ilam. So there's no stira b'chlal. The whole kasha of Tosas was, how can we explain the Mishnah about Esrog according to the Manda Amar Karam Ravai? He holds that there's a din of Ravai only by Karam, not by Ilam. He says this Mishnah is not a problem. This is a din de Rabbanan. In Rabbanan, he admits that there's a din of Neta Ravai. Minat Torah, he says that Ravai only applies to Karam. So there are two deis in Tosas here. Right, two days in Tosas, whether the Manda Amar Karam Ravai denies Ravai entirely by Ilam, but he just says that the Mishnah of Esrog is a different Tana, and he doesn't paskin like that Tana, because the Mishnah is at the end of the Ma'aser Sheni, all say Karam Ravai. Well, no, maybe the Manda Amar Karam Ravai admits that there is a din of Neta Ravai Midrabban, right, and the Mishnah by Esrog is not a steer against him, because he says that's talking about the Rabbana. The Mishnah is at the end of the Ma'aser Sheni, it's talking about the Raisa. There, Dafka Karam Ravai and not Neta Ravai. Continues Tosis. The Eish Lanu Nafkusa Bedava. There is a Nafkamina. Whether one or the other. Whether we hold that Netta Ravai, point to the Manda Amar Karam Ravai, is the Raisa or only the Rabbana. What's the Nafkamina? The E Pligi. The Manda Tani Karam Ravai Dafkap O Benetta Ein Ravai Klaal Afilu Mid Rabbana. The Omru Kolamekel Baratz Alofa Kamosa Bechutz Laretz. The Mkain Afsha Bechutz Laretz Ein Din Ravai Noig Bi Lanos Bechlaal. If you hold that the Manda Amar Karam Ravai denies Ravai by Ilam completely, so since Kolam Ekel Ba'aretz Halacha Kamoso B'chutz Laretz, so B'chutz Laretz, even though there's a din of Orla in Chutz Laretz, and Mistama Ravai, which is a part of the Parsha of Orla, we think would apply to Chutz Laretz as well, says Tosas, but according to the Manda Amar Karam Ravai, there's no din of Neter. If you assume the Manda Amar Karam Ravai holds that there's no din of Neta Ravai Bechlal, so then in Chutz Laretz there will be no din of Neta Ravai. In Eretz Yisrael we have to be Machmer, because we have to be Machmer for the Manda Amar Neta Ravai. We don't know who the Paskin like. The Paskin like the Manda Amar Neta Ravai, the Manda Amar Karam Ravai. So for Paris of Eretz Yisrael we'll have to be Machmer that maybe there is a din of Ravai by Neta. But in Chutz Laretz, since Kol HaMekel Baratz Halacha Kamosa B'Chutz Laretz, we can be Mekel for the Manda Amar Karam Ravai. So if you hold that the Manda Amar Karam Ravai denies the din of Neta Ravai entirely, at least in Chutz Laretz there won't be a din of Neta Ravai Bechlal, because we'll be able to be Mekel. Kol HaMekel Baratz Halacha Kamosa B'Chutz Laretz will pass like the Manda Amar Karam Ravai, and he holds that there's no din of Neta Ravai Bechlal. The imid rabbanan kuliyam amodu de noeg b'shari lano suadim b'chutz laretz the ravai noeg mid rabbanan. But if you hold that everyone admits that ravai is noeg b'ilan somewhat, maybe it's only mid rabbanan, but it's noeg at least a little bit, then you can't be mekel in chutz laretz. You have to assume mid rabbanan, at least mid rabbanan, it's going to be noeg in chutz laretz. So that's a big nafkamina. Nai kol mekel baratz halacha kamosa b'chutz laretz. So we're certainly going to pass like the manda amar karam ravai in chutz laretz. What does that mean? What are the implications of such a shita vis-a-vis Ilan? So if you hold the Manda Amar Karam Ravai denies Neta Ravai entirely, he says Ravai only applies to Karam, so then there won't be Ravai in Chutz Laretz by Ilan at all. If you say the Manda Amar Karam Ravai admits that Midrabanan there is a din of Neta Ravai, so at least in Chutz Laretz, right? In Chutz Laretz there will be a din of Neta Ravai. It might not be Daraisa, but at least Midrabanan there will be a din of Neta Ravai in Chutz Laretz. Because Kol HaMekel Baratz Halacha Kamosa B'Chutz Laretz tells me that we'll pass like the Manda Amar Karam Ravai in Chutz Laretz, but if even he says Midrabanan there's a din of Neta Ravai, so then we'll have to be knowing Neta Ravai in Chutz Laretz. Okay, that's the Nafkamina that Tosfos presents. Questions?
According to the first Shita that the Mishnah teaches we did Midrabanan, isn't that something that we didn't?
Went to the second Shita. According to the second sheet of the Mishnah of Esrog is teaching me a din d'rabba, not the Mishnah of Kiddushin, our Mishnah.
Even so, if there is a Mishnah teaching a din d'rabba, isn't that something we didn't want to say that on the Mishnah?
There are Mishnahs that teach din d'rabba. It's not... there are such Mishnahs, but to say that the Mishnah is teaching me midaita in shalom midaita lo, that you can be Mekadosh and Isha... only midaita and not ba'ones, because the chachamim are going to be mafkia the kiddushin, that's quite a, you know, it's a number of steps removed. Here, you're saying there's a din derabbanan, the chazal v'masakin, there's a din of revai by ilah. So it's a halacha derabbanan, it's a din derabbanan. It's not strange to have mishnayos teaching me dinim derabbanan. If the din derabbanan is really out of the way, it's a tremendous chiddush. It's not something that I would have imagined, so that's a little bit more difficult. Yes.
The assumption of the din derabbanan chutz aretz, how does that extend? How is it working that there's a din derabbanan in Eretz Yisrael and that extends to chutz aretz? We know by Shvius also there's a din derabbanan there. This man is that end, doesn't extend now to chutz aretz.
No, if we say Kol HaMeikel Baretz Halacha Kamosa B'Chutzlos, that will be Meikel for the Man D'Amar Kayem Revai. It could be in Eretz Yisrael, will be Machmer. Since Sfeika D'Raisa L'Chumer, we have to be Machmer. Min HaTorah, there's a din of Netta Revai. He said in Chutzlos, we can follow the Shita that's Meikel, so there we're going to follow Kayem Revai. And now we have to figure out, is there a din of Netta Revai in Chutzlos or not? Right, we're going to follow the Man D'Amar Kayem Revai completely, but the question is, how does that impact Netta Revai? So according to the first day in Tosis, that means there's no din of Netta Revai B'Chalal. So if we'll be Mekel for the Manda Amar Karen Revai in Chutz Laretz, then we'll assume there's no din of Revai by Elam. But if we'll go like the Yesh Mepharshim, that Midrabanan, there is a din of Netta Revai, even according to the Manda Amar Karen Revai, so it doesn't matter that we're going to be Mekel for Karen Revai in Chutz Laretz. We still have to be Machmir, that there's a din of Netta Revai, at least Midrabanan in Chutz Laretz. Okay, but Lechor in Eretz Yisrael, we'd assume in our Torah there's a din of Netta Revai, because we have to be Machmir for the other Shita. Right? Okay. What does Tosfos mean when he says that in Chutz Laretz, Kol HaMeikel Baretz Halacha Kamosa B'Chutz Laretz, we're going to be Meikel for the Manda Amar Kerem Revai? What kind of a strange halacha is that? Kol HaMeikel Baretz Halacha Kamosa B'Chutz Laretz. Revai is a din daraisa normally, right? Revai in general. So why should I be Meikel for the Manda Amar Kerem Revai in Chutz Laretz? It's a Safek daraisa. Safek daraisa. Arla Chutz Laretz Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai. The dinim of Arla, the dinim of the parsha of Arla, apply both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. In Chutz Laretz, it's Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a pasuk that's mefurish, but in Chutz Laretz, it's still a Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai. It's a din daraisa. So, what kind of a strange halacha is this that Kol HaMeikel Baretz Halacha Kamosa B'Chutz Laretz in a din daraisa? We're going to be mekel by a suffek. What kind of a strange idea is that? Bishlam Kelayim. The Gemara, the Mishnah at the end of the first back of Kiddushin says, Kelayim, the Chutz Laretz is only a din derabbanan. Midivrei Sofrim. See, the words Divrei Sofrim sometimes do mean derabbanan. They might mean other things too. According to the Rambam, Divrei Sofrim doesn't always mean derabbanan. It certainly can mean derabbanan. So by Kelayim, the Mishnah says that it's Midivrei Sofrim in Chutz Laretz. So you want to be Mekel by Kelayim in Chutz Laretz? That I understand. By Sofik Kelayim in Chutz Laretz, we can be Mekel. Sofik derabbanan Lakula. It makes sense to be Mekel in Chutz Laretz. But Orlas Chutz Laretz Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai. That's not Midivrei Sofrim in Chutz Laretz. That's a Din Daraisa. So Mistama Revai, which is part of the parasha of Orla, that's also Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai. That's also Daraisa. So what gives us the power to be Mekel in Chutz Laretz? Misofe. We don't know whom to paskin. It's a Sveika Dedina. We don't know whom to paskin like. Netta Revai, Karim Revai. What gives us the ability to be Mekel in Chutz Laretz? Misofe. It's Docha Sveika Daraisa L'Chum. Reb Shimon Shkop in his Shari Yosher, in Shar Aleph Perek Vav, he suggests that the answer must be that Arlas Chutz Laretz is special. That the Halacha Moshe MiSinai of Arlas Chutz Laretz was said in such a way that we can be Mekel Misafik. And that's really what the Gemara in Kiddushin says in Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara says, Vada Asur Sveika Muta. The Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai of Arlas Chutz Laretz is something special. That's what the Ran elaborates on at the end of the first pack. Garsina B'Gemara, Amar Ravasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Arla B'Chutz Laretz, Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, Amar Le'i Rav Zeira, Le'i Ravasi, V'Tanya Savik, Arla B'Eretz Yisrael, Asa B'Surya Muta? What? You tell me Arlas Chutz Laretz, Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, and then B'Surya, which is part of Chutz Laretz, Safek Arla is Mutter? Sveika Daraisa L'Chumer, how can that be? Klomer V'Ivadai B'Chutz Laretz Halacha Hi'Hechim Mizalzalinan B'Sveika Eshtomen Keshachadah. So the Gemara says that he was quiet for a moment. He didn't know what the answer is. Sometimes he asks a kasha, it's a good kasha, he can't answer. You got to think about it. Amalei, Eimar, I'll tell you, kach nemra. This is how the halacha was said. Sveika mutar vada asr. The halacha l'mashmei sinei of Arlas Chutzaretz was said in such a way that sveika mutar. Sveika mutar. V'yesh shalom du mikan, says the Ran, the Maidam, in the sveika derais l'chumra d'var Torah hu v'lomi d'var sofrim. We know sveika derais l'chumra. What's the nature of that halacha? Is that a din daraisa that the Torah says that you have to be machmer b'makom safek? Or is that a chumra derabanan on the issa daraisa? Whenever you have an issa daraisa, there's a safek about that issa. The chachamim were machmer to say that you should go l'chumra misafek? Well, the Torah itself says that anytime that you have a safek in an issa daraisa, you got to go l'chumra. Which one is it? So it says the Ran, some wanted to prove from this that sveka daraisa l'chumra must only be a din derabanan. Sounds like a strange thing, right? Sveika deraisa l'chumra is a din derabanan. Yeah, the fact that you have to be machmir misafek by a din deraisa, that's a chumra derabanan. Why? Because you need a halacha l'moshe misinai. Again, but some want to say sveika deraisa l'chumra must be a din deraisa, not midirabanan. D'haminan hocha she'etzricha halacha l'hatu sveika, because it sounds like you need a halacha l'moshe misinai. The special halacha l'moshe misinai is matir safek. If you were to say that Sveika deraisa l'chumra is only a chumra derabanan, why do I need the special halacha moshmi sinai to tell me that Sofek arlas chutz laretz mutter? Just say that the whole reason why we go l'chumra by a Sveika deraisa is midirabanan. So hey mamr v'hey mamr, Chazal say that where it's mefurish in the Torah, we're going to go l'chumra, and where it's not mefurish in the Torah, we're going to go l'kula. Maybe by every halacha moshmi sinai we should go l'kula. What's so shver? But if you hold that Sveika deraisa l'chumra is l'chumra min haTorah, so then you can't say hey mamr v'hey mamr. Why talk by halacha l'moshmi sinai do we go l'kula? It must be that arlas chutzlaretz is a special halacha l'moshmi sinai. Dafka there do we go l'kula, because that's how the halacha was said. Special halacha. So that's what some wanted to suggest. That from the din of Arlas Chutz, Safek Arlas Chutz Laretz Mutter, you see that Sveika deraisa l'chumra, normally if you go l'chumra, that's a din deraisa, not a din derabanan. And that's why I need a halacha l'moshe misinai to tell me that Arlas Chutz Laretz is different, and there we can go l'kula b'makom safek. It says the Ran, I don't think it's a rhyme. V'imei ha lo irya. If from that, I don't think that's a rhyme. Why? The hacha itzrich l'mishri kol shenola bo shum safek ba'ola. I need the halacha l'moshmi sinai of Arlas Chutzlar to be matir safek, not just to be matir safek, but to be matir a very weak safek. Davo b'sha'enu kedai lahat b'makom acher. There are sveikas that normally we're not going to be mekel for. Right? There are other sveikas that perhaps will be machmer for, because they're not really a safek. It's karov levadai that it should be asa. It's Karav Levadai, so then there's no room to be Mekel. So, the Chiddush of the Halach L'mosh Misinei of Arlas Chutzlar is that you can go L'kula even by a very, very weak Safek. That's a big Chiddush. So maybe Efshem Mekenzogin that the din of Sveika Deraisa L'chumra is really only a din derabanan. The Chumra, to go L'chumra by a Sveika Deraisa is only midirabanan. Aye, so why by the Halach of Arlas Chutzlar do we need the Halacha to tell me that Sveika L'kula? That's because Sveika L'kula is telling me even by a very weak suffix where we never will go L'kula, here you can go L'kula. That's the Chiddush. The Mishum Hachi Amina, the Kolamekel Baratz, Halacha Kemosa B'chutzlar, it's Vafilu Yachid B'makom Rabim. Kolamekel Baratz, Halacha Kemosa B'chutzlar, it's even the Rabim arguing against the Yachid, we'd never go Basa the Yachid against the Rabim. So why, by the case of Arlas Chutzlar, can we go Basa the Yachid? The halacha l'moshmi sinai of Arlas Chutzlar, it allows me to be mekel more. Right? The special halacha, that's the chiddush of the halacha l'moshmi sinai. Similarly, he says, afilu karov levadai, even if it's karov levadai that it's Arlas Chutzlar, it doesn't matter, you can be mekel. As long as there's a miyut koldahu, as long as there's a safek koldahu, you can be mekel. The halacha of Arlas Chutzlar, it allows me to be mekel even by a very small case of safek. That's what I need the special halacha l'moshmi sinai to tell me. Maybe really, sveika deraisa l'chumra is only a chumra derabanan, So why, in the case of Arlos Chutzlars, do I need a halacha mashmasina to tell me that it's mutter? No, because that halacha mashmasina is teaching me it's mutter even yochid b'makom rabim, and it's mutter even if the suffix is karov levade, that it's osir, it's still going to be mutter. There are special chidushim that emerge from this halacha mashmasina. That's why I need a special halacha to say that sveiko is going to be lakula. Okay. But the din of kolamekel v'aretz halacha kamoso b'chutzlars, it breaks the rules. It's basically saying that the din of Arlas Chutzlartz, the halacha mashmisina of Arlas Chutzlartz, is a special halacha, and that's why kalamekel v'aretz halacha kamoso b'chutzlartz. It's a special halacha that teaches me that you can even paskin like the yochid b'makom rabim. Okay, so far so good. Questions? So we have two dais that emerge from Tosfos, right? Two dais in Tosfos about revai b'chutzlartz. We have a machlokas for the Kerem Ravai, Netta Ravai. Does Ravai only apply to Kerem in Eretz Yisrael, or does it apply even to Netta? And now we have a machlokas, two days in Tosfos, Lamanda Amar, Kerem Ravai, what does that mean about Netta? Does he deny the din of Ravai by Netta, by Ilan entirely? Or does he say, Min HaTorah, it doesn't apply, Min the Rabban, and it still does apply even by Netta? Nafkamina for Chutz Laretz, where will be Mekel, like the Manda Amar, Kerem Ravai, because Kala Mekel, Baratz, Allah, Kamosa, Chutz Laretz. Is there a din of Ravai in Chutz Laretz at all? Midr Abanan? Or do we say, no, it's not going to apply in Chutz Laretz, Bichlal? That's what emerges from Tos. Comes the Rambam and throws a monkey wrench into the whole story. The Rambam has a third sheet. Third sheet. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam in Hilchos Macholos HaSuras Perikyut Halacha Tesgav. Ye royally, she'ein din netta Ravai noy b'Chutz Laretz, Ela ochel peres shana revi is below pidyon klal. Shelo amru ela ha'orla. The din of orla, chutzlars, that applies to orla, but not to revi. There's no din of net revi in chutzlars bichlal, said the Rambam. Now he's not talking about dafka net revi. He means there's no din of revi. There's no net revi. There's no karen revi. Rambam is saying both. Avol be'eretz yisrael noigba bein b'fnei abayis meishlo b'fnei abayis. The horu mikzas gaonim, but some gaonim paskin shekerem revai levado potnosa b'chutz laretz. V'achakach yamuta b'achila. Ve'ein ladover ze ikka. There are some gaonim who say that there is a din of revai in chutz laretz. Which din of revai? Kerem neta. Which din of revai applies in chutz laretz according to the gaonim? Which din? Kerem revai. Right. The gaonim hold that kerem revai applies in chutz laretz, but not neta revai. Why do they say only kerem and not neta? Why? Kolamekel ba'aretz halacha kamosa b'chutz laretz. Right? The manda amar kerem revai is more mekel than the manda amar neta revai. So we pass like the manda amar kerem revai in chutz laretz. And how do the gaonim interpret the manda amar kerem revai? That he says revai applies only to kerem and not to neta. Right? Is everyone with me?
That's
how, yeah.
Let's just clarify.
There's one day that holds kerem revai, and there's a second day that holds kerem. No, let's say it like this. Afilu neta revai. The Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Now, is there a din of neta revai according to Manda Amar kerem revai? So, Tosfos 1 says what? No. The Yesh Mefarshim and Tosfos say what? Yes. Midr Rabbanan. So B'chutz Laretz, B'chutz Laretz we're going to be Megal for the Manda Amar Kerem Revai. But the question is, what does that tell me about Netta? Does it tell me that there's no din of Revai and Chutz Laretz at all? Or does it tell me that if there's Noig, Midr Rabbanan, it's going to be Noig? But Eretz Yisrael, we have to be Machmir that there's a din of Revai even by Ilan, even by Netta, because we have to be Machmir for this sheet in Eretz Yisrael. Because Sveka Dereis L'chumrah. In Chutz Laretz, Kalameka Ba'aretz Halacha Kamosa B'Chutz Laretz, we can be Mekel for the Manda Amar Kerem Revai. But what does that mean about Netta? So that's two days in Tosfos. So come the Gaonim and Paskin like whom? Like whom? Who are these Gaonim and the Rambam Paskin like? That in Chutz Laretz there's a din of Kerem Revai but not Netta Revai. Who are they Paskin like? This is not so complicated. The first Tosus and Brachas. We haven't gotten the Tosus and Brachas. Who on the board are they passing it? First day in Tosus in Kiddushin, which happens to be Tosus and Brachas. Okay, you want to see Tosus and Brachas? We'll see Tosus and Brachas too. Lamanda Tani Karam Ravai, Va'ata Kaimalan de Ravai Noeg Apachutz Larts, Miu Bekaram Noeg Velo Bashar Ilanos, the Kolamekal Barts, Alacha Kamosa Bachutz Larts. The Manda Omer Karam Ravai, according to Tosus and Brachas, and the first day of Tosus and Kiddushin, holds that Ravai applies to Karam, and not to Neta, Bechlal. So Bachutz Larts will be Mekal for his Shita, and we'll assume Ravai doesn't apply in Ilan at all. Okay, that's how we're going to pass according to Tosus and Brachas, according to the first day of Tosus and Kiddushin, according to the Gaonim and the Rambam. Comes the Rambam and says, I think Ravai doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz at all. Not only Neta doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz, but even what? Kerem Ravai. Nothing. I know he mentions Neta, but his whole point is to argue against the Gaonim. So if he said that there's no Neta Ravai, but there is Kerem Ravai, what's the Machlokas? Right? The Rambam is clearly saying there's no din of Ravai Bechlal. He uses the Lashon of Net Ravai, but he doesn't really mean it. He means there's no Karam Ravai. There's nothing. There's no Ravai in Chutz La'aretz Bechlal. It's a third Shita. That's a third Shita. Bechutz La'aretz. So Kalamekel, etc., to write the whole thing through, right? That leads me to the fact that Kaimalan Bechutz Laretz Kemanda Omar Kamer, right? That's step one. Mahadin Benetta. Deya Aleph Petosfus. Nothing. They obey Betosfus. Midrabban, right? Comes the Rambam and has a third Shita. The Rambam says, no Ravai Bechutz La'aretz. Not even Karam. How can that be? Whose shita is that? We haven't met a shita like that. Ravai is either in Karam or it's in Netta. It's got to be one or the other. So even if you'll be Mekil like the Mandam or Karam Ravai for Chutz La'aretz, but at least Karam Ravai should be knowing in Chutz La'aretz. Where does the Rambam come off to say this? Hilekplay. So the Ratvaz, strangely enough, on this Rambam says, you know what the Rambam holds? The Rambam holds Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz Halacha Kamosa B'Chutz La'aretz. That's what his sheet is based on. What? If Az is a Pella, Tagos Maimon, he also says the same thing. All the Achronim ask, what does that mean? Doesn't mean that you can be Mekel outright. It means you can take the sheet that's Mekel the most. But the sheet that's Mekel the most still assumes Ravai is Noeg and Chutz La'aretz for what? For what? Karam, at least for Karam, it's got to be knowing for something. So it's knowing for grapes. It's not knowing for all the other Ilanas. Right? It's not knowing for apple orchards, apple trees and orange trees and pomegranates and olives. Right? It's knowing in grapes. But at least grapes, at least Karam. How can the Rambam just deny Ravai and Chutz La'aretz entirely? Pile play. Reb Chaim in the Sefer on the Rambam has a very, very famous answer to this. There are a number of answers for the Rambam. Reb Chaim made it very strong. Reb Chaim says that the Rambam is taking a very important stand on what the Halacha Moshe Sinai of Orlas Chutz La'aretz is teaching. For every Halacha Moshe Sinai, you always have to ask the question, is this Halacha Moshe Sinai teaching me a new Halacha? Or is it really just explaining where the Pasuk applies? There are some Halacha Moshe Sinai that don't relate to a Pasuk, so there clearly it's teaching me a new Halacha. But if the Halacha Moshe Sinai does relate to something that already exists in the Torah, the question that you have to ask yourself is this Halacha Moshe Sinai teaching me a new Halacha? Or is it simply extending, or is it explaining the Parsha in the Torah? But the Parsha in the Torah explains a little bit, and the Halacha Moshe Sinai expands a little bit more, and explains a little bit more. That's the question that you have to ask over here. There's a parsha in the Torah, Parshas Kedoshim, that says that there's a din of Orla, and there's a din of Revai. The first 3 years of the fruit, you're not allowed to eat the fruit, you can't get Hanar from the fruit. The fourth year, you take it up to Yerushalayim, and you're supposed to eat it there. So now there's a halacha mashmisina that tells me that Orla's chutzlaritz is also us. Right? So what is that halacha mashmisina telling me? Is this what we would call a halacha mashmisina ha-mechadeshes? That's being mechadesh something new to me, a new din, that Orla applies in Chutz Laretz too? Or is this a halachal mashmei sinai ha-mefareshes? Is it being mefaresh that the parsha of Orla applies in Chutz Laretz? It's not the same. Is this teaching me a special din of Orla in Chutz Laretz? Or is it telling me that the parsha, that the Torah, the parsha of the Torah applies both for Eretz Yisrael and for Chutz Laretz? It applies in Chutz Laretz as well. What's the nafkamina between the first approach and the second approach? That it's mechadeshes or it's simply mefareshes? Nafkamina is obvious. Do the other aspects of the parasha of Arla apply in Chutz Laretz as well? If you tell me that the halacha moshe v'sinei of Arla's Chutz Laretz is a din chadash, it's a halacha moshe v'sinei ha-mechadeshes, it's mechadesh, a din of Arla in Chutz Laretz. Adkan, it's mechadesh a new halacha. Not that it extends the parsha of the Torah to Chutz Laretz. It's mecharish anu halacha, that Arla applies in Chutz Laretz. Anu Isser. We call it Arla, but it's basically saying, it's like a new Isser. You can call it Elmer. You can call it anything. Right? Okay, so we call it Arla because it has Dine Arla. But it's really a new halacha. It's a Din Chadash. But if you say that Arla is Chutz Laretz, is a halacha moshe v'sinei ha-mefareshes, then what you're saying is the parsha of Orla in the Torah, everything in the parsha of Orla in the Torah applies to Chutz Laretz. So if that's the case, we have to take the whole kit and caboodle, right? We have to take the din of Orla and the din of Revai, everything in the parsha of Orla is going to apply to Chutz Laretz as well, because that's what the halacha moshe v'sinei is telling me, that it's mefareshes, it's extending the halacha of the parsha of Orla in the Torah to Chutz Laretz as well. What does the Rambam assume? The Rambam assumes that the halacha moshe v'sinei of Arla's Chutz Laretz is mechadeshes. It's creating a new halacha. So it's a new halacha that applies to Arla, but it doesn't apply to Revai. Revai might be in the parsha of Arla in Eretz Yisrael, the parsha of Arla in the Torah, but that's not Arla's Chutz Laretz. Arla's Chutz Laretz is a din Arla. It's not a din that the parsha of Arla is extended to Chutz Laretz. If it's a new halacha, so then it applies to Arla, but it won't apply to Revai b'chlal. Not only to Neter Revai, even to Karim Revai. There's no Revai in Chutz Laretz B'chalal, according to the Rambam. Because it's a new halacha. That Arla's Chutz Laretz is Aser, but the parsha of Arla doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz. The Gaonim, Tosis and Brachas, our Tosis, all the other Rishonim will assume that at least Karim Revai applies to Chutz Laretz, and maybe even Neter Revai. But if some halacha of Revai applies to Chutz Laretz, the chara, what they're assuming is that the halacha moshe v'sinei of Arla's Chutz Laretz is mefareshes, that it's explaining that the parsha of Arla in the Torah applies to Chutz Laretz as well. So if it's explaining that the parsha of Arla applies to Chutz Laretz, then we have to take all aspects of the parsha. If Revai is in the parsha, so then that has to apply to Chutz Laretz too. So at least Karim Revai is going to apply to Chutz Laretz. Whether Neter Revai applies or not, that's the machlokas, right? And Kolamekel Baratz, Halacha Kamosu B'Chutz Laretz, might tell me, no, we take Karim, but we don't take Neter. But at least Karim Revai is going to apply to Chutz Laretz because the whole Parsha is going to apply to Chutz Laretz. That's what the Halacha Moshe V'sinei of Arla's Chutz Laretz is teaching me. It's Mefareshes, it explains that the whole Parsha of Arla extends to Chutz Laretz as well. The Chaim wanted to suggest that the Rambam is going with Shitoso in a different halacha as well. Because the Rambam has a discussion whether Arla's Chutz Laretz there's Malkus for or not. Is there Malkus for Arla's Chutz Laretz? For Arla and Eretz Yisrael Avada, there's Malkus. It's a lav. What's the shayla? But in Chutz Laretz, someone who eats a kezayis of Arla's Chutz Laretz, do they get Malkus for that? So the Rambam says no. The Rambam there in Perek Yud of Hilchos Machalos Asuras, Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Chaf Aleph, and it says, "V'ha'ochel kezayis mitevel shel divrayim, o mikili akerim v'orla shel chutz laretz, makanos o makas mardus." Is the Rambam someone who eats tevel derabonan or orla chutz laretz? You get makas mardus, not a real makas, not a real malkus, not a malkus deraisa. A makas mardus derabonan. Makas mardus derabonan. There's no There's no malchus daraisa. It's doch a halachal mosh misina. It's a din daraisa. Halachal mosh misina is a din daraisa. That's not a din darabonon. So what's the Rambam talking about that you don't get malchus for that? How can you explain the Rambam? So Reb Chaim, in light of the first Rambam, this second point of the Rambam fits in beautifully. The first Rambam is that the Rambam says the din of Revai doesn't apply to Chutz Laretz at all. Why? Because the halacha Moshe Misina of Olas Chutz Laretz is Nechadeshes. It's a new halacha. It's not that it's saying that the parsha of Orla extends to Chutz Laretz, but it's a new halacha. That applies to Orla but not to Revai. For the self-same reason, the Rambam will say that Orlas Chutz Laretz there's no Malkus for. Why is there no Malkus for it? There's no Pasuk in the Torah about it. Ah, but there's a pasuk that says that Orla is alav and you get malchus for that. Yeah, but the halacha Moshe Misineh of Orla's chutzlaritz is a new halacha. It's not mefurish in the Torah. So it's not mefurish in the Torah. It has its own halachas and you're not going to get malchus for it. Because it's a new din. It's a new din. In fact, that's what the Rambam alludes to earlier. The Rambam in halacha tes and halacha yud, there in Perek Yud. Perek Yud. Yeah. The Rambam says, Ha'orlokate, Sakalamatea, Ilan Michael, Kolperisha Osa, Osa Ilan, Shaloshana, Mishanata, Harein, Asurin, Bachila, Bahana, etc. Orla is also for 3 years. Bechala Ochamem, Kazayas, Lokam, and Atora, there's Malkus for Orla. The Rambam doesn't deny that. Orla and Eretz Yisrael, Lavada, Malkus Daraisa. Halacha Yud, Zog the Rambam, Bamedra, Mamur, Benotea, Beretz Yisrael, Shinema, Kisavo, El Ha'orets. Kisavo tells me that Orla, that's in Eretz Yisrael, that you get Malkus for. Aval Isser, Orla b'chutzlar, it's halachal mashmi Sinai. Shevadei ha'orla b'chutzlar, it's asura, usveka muta. Says the Rambam, Kisavo tells me that Orla's Eretz Yisrael, that's in Yisrael Darais, and you get Malkus for. But Orla b'chutzlar, it's halachal mashmi Sinai. Vada asur, usveka muta. It's different. Vada asur sveka muta. It's different. What's the Rambam saying? The Rambam is saying that kisavou gufa is the miut that tells me that Arla's chutz laretz is different. It's not subject to the same rules. Arla in Eretz Yisrael, that's within daraisa. There sveka is asur. There if you eat a kazayis, you're going to get malchus. But Arla's chutz laretz, that's a different halacha. It's a new halacha. So there sveka muta, not only is sveka muta, that everyone agrees to. Right? Safek Arla's Chutzlar is going to be Mutter. That's the halacha Moshe Sina. But the Rambam says, no, faker, Sveika Mutter is the Raya, is one of the Rayas that the halacha Moshe Sina of Arla's Chutzlar is Mechadeshes. It's a new halacha. And for that reason, you're not going to get Makas Darais. It's only Makas Mardus. Because it's not a real din Orla. It's a different halacha. It's Arla's Chutzlar. It's a new halacha. The Gaonim would have to argue. The Gaonim would have to say that Arla's Chutzlar, it's Halach L'mosh Misina, it's Mefareshes. It's extending the parish of Arla Veretz Yisrael to Chutzlar. And that's why, according to the Gaonim, you'll have to say that you can get Malkus for Arla's Chutzlar as well. So what is Kisavo telling me? So that's what Reb Chaim fills us in. Quotes from the Shiltas. The Shiltas says that Kisavo teaches me a totally different halacha. Doesn't teach me a chilek between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. What does Kisavo teach me? He quotes from the Shiltas, who was one of the Gaonim. Exactly. What does the Shiltas say? What does Kisavo teach me? Yuyin sham b'halachas gedolos Shiltas two Gaonim. Shekasu v'zel ashonam b'chiyechi denaga arla ba'aretz hachi naga b'chutz Laretz hilchas agamirila. Arla is naga in Chutz Laretz halach l'mash v'sinai. Elamai b'chizim gavi arla shon. The Chizavos teach me Zman Bia, meaning what? That the din of Arla's Eretz Yisrael applies what? When it came into Eretz Yisrael. Even before Kibush V'chiluk, immediately came into Eretz Yisrael. Anything that grows from the land from that point on, if you plant a new tree, the din of Arla is going to apply. That's what Kisavo teaches me. Kisavo doesn't limit the application of Arla to tell me that Arla's Chutz Laretz is a different halacha. No, Kisavo is teaching me Zman Bia. It's not teaching me the Mokom where Orla is going to be Noeg Min HaTorah. It's teaching me the Zman that Orla Min HaTorah is going to be Noeg. But it's Noeg in Chutz Laretz too. Halach L'Moshe Misinai. And there's Malkus for it too. Even in Chutz Laretz. Halach L'Moshe Misinai. It's the Gaonim Shita. Comes the Rambam and says, no, Kisavo is teaching me Dafka Beretz Yisrael. In Chutz Laretz, it's a new halacha. If it's a new halacha, then it's not subject to the same rules as the parsha of Arla and Eretz Yisrael. So Revai is not going to be included in Chutz Laretz. Not even Karen Revai. And if you eat the kezayis of arlas chutzlaretz, you're not going to be chayiv malchus daraisa. Because it's a new halacha. So if it's a new halacha, then it's not subject to the regular rules of arlas. Questions? Just one second here. Yeah?
How does the Reb Chaim's understanding relate to the Radvaz?
It doesn't. The Radvaz is just difficult. I'm leaving it as a kasha. I'm not sure what the answer to the Radvaz is. The Radvaz is difficult. How can that help us over here? At least Karim Rabbi should be shayach and chutzlaretz. Difficult. It's a difficult Radvaz. Reb Chaim's Yesod in the Rambam can help us explain another Rambam. With this we'll close. The Rambam in Ilchas Bias Mikdosh. You probably thought I assigned this Rambam just to keep you busy. So I'm like, what does that have to do with... It has nothing to do with Arlas Chutzlaretz. It has nothing to do with Kiddushin. So what are we doing? We're not learning Kachmo here. No. It's method to my madness. I'm not sure if it's madness, but it's certainly a method. The Rambam in Ilchas Bias Mikdash writes that an Orel, someone who doesn't have a Bris Milah, who doesn't vote in the Beis HaMikdash, gets Malkus. Orel She'avad Lokim. That's what the Rambam says. This is against Rashi and Sanhedrin. For those who learned the Kiyas at the end of Sanhedrin, Rashi and Sanhedrin, Adav Pei Dalid, says that an Orel doesn't get Malkus for doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Doesn't have a Bris Milah. He's a Kohen. Clearly he has to be a Kohen. If not, he'd get Malkus because he's a Zar. Zar She'ava definitely gets Malkus. So the question is, Orel, Kohen Orel She'ava, does he get Malkus or not? So the Rambam says he does get Malkus, and Rashi and Sanhedrin says he doesn't. What's Pshat in the Rambam? Why does he get Malkus? So the Kesef Mishnah explains that since we learned the Isser of a Kohen Orel to do Avod in the Beis HaMikdash from a Halachal Moshe Mesinai, as the Gemara in Zvachim explains, so there's a Chiv Malkus. So din daraisa. The Orel Kohen is not allowed to do Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Halachal Moshe Mesinai. It's a din daraisa. So why shouldn't he get Malkus? We get Malkus for din daraisa. So why not get Malkus? So some ask that Choritz Apel in the Rambam. Because the Rambam, when it comes to Orel She'avad, he says that you can get Malkus for Ahalach and Moshe Sinai. When it comes to Orlas Chutzlaret, the Rambam says that you don't get Malkus for Halach and Moshe Sinai. How can that be? Right? The Rambam seems to contradict himself. The Rambam by Orlas Chutzlaret says that you don't get Malkus for Ahalach and Moshe Sinai. The Rambam by Orel She'avad says you do get Malkus for Halach and Moshe Sinai. How can that be? Rabbi Shechter wanted to suggest that it's not a steer in the Rambam, because there's no halacha in the Rambam that you get Malkus for halacha Moshe Mishina or you don't. It's a function of what's the halacha Moshe Mishina teaching you. What the Kesef Mishnah means is that the halacha Moshe Mishina of Orel She'avad Lokem, the halacha Moshe Mishina that there's an issa for an Kohen Orel to be oved in the Beis HaMikdash, that's telling me that Orel Kezar Domi. There's already a pasuk that says that if a Zar does Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, she gets Malkus. The Chiddush of the Halachal Moshe Mishinai of an Orel She'avad Loka, the Chiddush that it's also for an Orel She'avad to do Avoda, that's that even though he's a Kohen, if he's an Orel, he has a Din Zar. That's the Halachal Moshe Mishinai. It's Mefareshes, it's explaining that the Halach of Zar She'avad Loka applies to an Orel as well, even though he's a Kohen. That's what the Halachal Moshe Mishinai is telling you. So if it's Mefareshes, if this Halachal Moshe Mishinai is extending the rule of Zar She'avad Loka to a Kohen Orel, then it makes sense that the Kohen Orel is going to get Malkus. It's not simply also, but he's going to get Malkus because he has a Din Zar. What does Rashi hold? Rashi will say that even though it's also for the Kohen Orel to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he's not a Zar. It's a new Halacha. Halacha Moshe Mishinai, that's Mechadesh a new Din. That the Kohen Orel is not allowed to do Avodah, but he's not a Zar. So if he's not a Zar, he's not going to get Malkus. He's not going to get Malkus. If it's a new halacha, there's no mucker in the Torah that he should get Malkus. That's why he's not going to get Malkus. But don't ask on the Rambam and say that by Orlas Chutzlaretz, the Rambam says that Halacha Moshe Mishinai doesn't give Malkus. No! Orlas Chutzlaretz, according to the Rambam, that's Halacha Moshe Mishinai HaMechadeshes. Since it's Mechadeshes, there's no Malkus for it, because it's a new halacha. It's not Mefurish in the Torah, so there's no Malkus for that. The Rambam by the din of Orel She'avad Loka, the Rambam is saying that Orel She'avad, the Isser of Kohen Orel to do Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, that's because he's Dino Kizar. That Halachal Moshe Mishinai, that Orel She'avad is over, that's a Halacha HaMefareshes, that's saying that Orel is Kizar. If Dino is Kizar, then it makes sense that he'll get Malkus if he does the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash.